Introduction. Come with me on a journey. We start in 1948 and end in the present. In 1948 in Canada, there was no television, no internet, no Wi-Fi, no Google, no microwaves, and no portable phones. International travel was more likely by boat than by plane. There are few constants in this ever-changing world, but there is one: theater. Whether on stage or in a cinema, on television or streamed to a computer, people have been trying to tell believable stories through the art of acting. How on earth do people do that? What does it look like when they do? And why bother? For better or worse, I bothered. I've spent a lifetime trying to figure out what people do when they act. What people do when they act depends, of course, on what they do when they live. Why? The child asks it over and over again. Each answer prompts another why. Why do people do what they do? Why do characters do what they do? Why do audiences watch plays, films, and TV shows? I confess my eyes glaze over when I pick up a book on acting and see a list of exercises. I am reminded of Brian Way, an early teacher of mine, whose specialty was improvisation. Brian complained that when his prospective disciples, hoping to teach his method, watched his classes, they vigorously noted all the different exercises that he assigned. To Brian, they were copying the surface and missing the substance. If you want exercises, there are tons of other books out there. We will look for the substance. How long have I been either acting, directing, or teaching acting? It's 2021 as I write this, and my first professional stage appearance was in 1949. Hopefully, in 72 years, I've learned something worth passing on. I've also come across a lot of ways of wasting time and putting money into the hands of so-called gurus or unqualified teachers. Worse, I've witnessed, and perhaps even been complicit in, techniques that were dangerous. I won't hesitate to share the bad with the good. You will meet some familiar people along the way: Donald Sutherland, Laurence Olivier, Brian Cox at age 15, Maggie Smith, Albert Finney, Judy Dench, along with great acting teachers and television stars. But always the question is, what are we doing? How are we doing it? How can we do it better? Let's have a look.